This episode sponsored by You Beauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? You Beauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at youbeauty.com. This episode sponsored by You Beauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? You Beauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at youbeauty.com.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. So happy to be back with you guys for another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. Tonight we only have four games. You know, the NBA is weird like that. Sometimes you have four games and you have 12 games the next day. Would love for them to make it more even, but we got to deal with what we have. But it was still a nice, solid lineup tonight. But since it was only four games, let's talk about the top ads right now. Going into, a lot of people are in the fantasy playoffs or about to be in your fantasy playoffs. So the top ads from the waiver wire are very important right now. I'm just going to go over the top seven. Okay, first, Nick Clifford. He is rising up rosters. You know, Russell Westbrook is in and out of the lineup. Who knows if we're going to see him finish out the season or not, but Nick Clifford is starting to get more minutes, more production. Jason Tatum is the number two ad according to Sleeper. And that is because people are thinking he's going to come back. I'm not so sure about that. You know, he's got his documentary right now, but he's trending toward a lot of hope for people to pick up Jason Tatum. So, I mean, if you have a empty roster spot, maybe if you're first place and have a bye or something right now, you can take a risk and add Jason Tatum, but I wouldn't bank on him returning to help you in the playoffs. Precious Achiuwa, one of the only big men in Sacramento, putting up good numbers, double-double just about all the time, and a block or two. So Precious, of course, he's been doing well lately. Andre Drummond is number four, and that is because Embiid was listed out at least for the next three games. So you're going to have a center in there. People don't know if it's Bona, Drummond. Drummond is very productive when he gets good minutes, so he's number four. Reed Shepard, the Rockets are injured right now. You know, Amen is banged up. Jabari Smith is banged up. So Reed Shepard's getting more minutes, being more productive right now. So that's good. DeJounte Murray is number six. DeJounte Murray, a lot of people may have forgotten. He may have been undrafted. He may have been dropped, because he was looking like he was going to miss the whole year with the Pelicans going nowhere. But he's back, playing very well. You know, he's not back to his full self 100% yet, but he's on his way, and he said he wants to play. He's not a part of tanking. He wants to play, and he's looking good out there already. So if he's available, you have to add DeJounte Murray. And number seven, Jakob Poeltl. He's been banged up most of the year. When he came back, was playing terrible, and it was looking like he is washed, you know, because his injury was his back. So he was not looking good at all. But over his last few games, very productive, almost back to his normal self as far as production-wise. So Jakob Poeltl, you know, he was dropped in my league because people gave up on him. That's what I'm saying. If you see an injured player and you have free IR spots, pick them up and sit them there, and you never know what'll happen. But those are the top seven waiver wire ads right now. So like I said, there are four games tonight. I got a comment. We are live on X on YouTube at Ethos Fantasy NBA at Sports Ethos. Remember, this is the box score breakdown. You can submit your questions or comments, and I'll get to them at the end of the show. Randy Green said, please rank the rosters, but I need more information than that. So send me some more info. I'll try to get back to you at the end of the show. But for now, let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. For the first game, we have the Celtics defeated the Milwaukee Bucks 108-81. Sam Hauser, 14 points, 4 boards, a steal, a block, 4 three-pointers. That's what he's out there for. You know, you may look at talent-wise and you see bigger names and that Sam Hauser is ranked higher than them. It's because those three-pointers are so valuable and he shoots them so well. And just like in real life, very valuable to the Boston Celtics. Nikola Vucevic started tonight. Nemias Kata was out. Jaylen Brown was out. So that allowed Vucevic to start. Only had 10 points, 5 boards. He did have 7 assists, though. So that was very good to see. And he had 1 block. So, you know, a lot of people were concerned about Vucevic because he's coming off the bench, playing behind Nemias Kata, sharing the court with Nemias Kata. In Chicago, he was the man. So it was like, do I drop him? I mean, is he just working his way into this rotation? Tonight, he had a full-on opportunity to be the Vucevic of Chicago, and it left you a little disappointed. You know, he didn't shoot it bad, 5 of 12 from the field, but that's just, you would expect more like 16 to 18 points, 8 or 9 boards, but he had 10 and 5. The 7 assists were very useful, but remember, this is him starting, playing 26 minutes. So when Kata is there, Vucevic is not a lock for your rosters. If you have to drop them, if there's a better player with a better amount of minutes guaranteed to them, Vucevic can be dropped. Derek White, 18 points, 9 assists and a steal. Baylor Shireman, 10 and 6 with a steal. Hugo Gonzalez, he was the most impressive player of the night. 18 points and listen here, 16 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. This is all from one player, and he's a rookie. Hugo Gonzalez, if you didn't hear that, 18 points, 16 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Insane game. 7 for 15 from the field. He did everything well. He only shot 3 free throws, 1 for 3. But, I mean, for the most part, he did everything well. Only had 1 turnover. He was everywhere on the court tonight. You know, I watched the first 3 quarters of this game. And he just popped out of the screen. He's a player. I didn't even know he had 16 boards, which is crazy. I thought he had a solid game, but he was everywhere. But not only did he have a solid game, he had an incredible game. And I think things are looking up for Hugo Gonzalez. They're going to have to play him even when Brown is back. And if he's hitting threes better than Baylor Shireman, he should be playing more than Baylor Shireman. So, I can't guarantee you're going to be able to use him in your fantasy rosters because Jaylen Brown was out. But this may be more of a dynasty situation. Hugo Gonzalez is going to be a very valuable player for this Celtics organization. Off the bench, Peyton Pritchard, 25 points, 4 boards, 9 assists. He was running the show tonight, even though he didn't start. But, you know, he's only true point guard out there, him and slash Derek White. But they were productive tonight. You know, Peyton Pritchard has been up and down, but very down lately. So tonight he bounced back, great performance. And they played just about everyone on this roster, but no one else really was that productive off the bench. I'll say Luka Garza, he only had 7 points, but he had 10 boards. So he picked up the rebounds that Vucevic did not. For the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo was back. Awesome news for a fantasy manager, especially, like I said, going into the playoffs. He's back. 19 points, 11 boards, 1 block. He looked like his normal self out there, unstoppable at times. He just wasn't really pushing it. He went 7 for 18 from the field. He probably needed to shoot 30 times for this team. But, you know, you could tell he was, like, working his way back. pacing himself when he was running. Every time he was running down the court, nice, smooth pace. Looked like he never even sweated out there. But dominant when he touched the ball. And he needs some help on this team. He did not get it tonight. Usman Zhang started solid. 13 points. Not much else. He was hitting some wide open threes. So he looked, in real life, he looked pretty good out there. Just fantasy-wise, he's not there yet. Miles Turner did not look good fantasy-wise or NBA-wise. 5 points, 4 boards, a block. That's just terrible from Miles Turner. And people wonder why they've been playing Jericho Sims. It's just because I don't know what's going on with Miles Turner. And that was in 19 minutes. So it was a blowout, but he's got to be hurt or something, you would think. Kevin Porter Jr., who has been killing it, especially with Giannis out, tonight had a bad game. I don't know if you could say bad game. He just didn't shoot much. 8 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals. He was handling the ball. He was the point guard. Didn't get but 2 assists, but he only shot 3 for 6 from the field. So it looks like a bad line. He honestly just didn't shoot much. That's 50% from the field. 3 steals is great. You just want more points, rebounds, and assists. And I mean, it was a blowout. They couldn't get anything going. And I'm telling you, this Celtics organization, even though they were missing players, they are a well-oiled machine. You could tell they have a formula, a system, and, you know, they may be missing their best players, but the other players know how to run the system. The Bucks just looked like they were out there going play by play, seeing how it goes. You know what I mean? So that's the difference in organizations, coaching, and structure between these two teams. Bobby Portis had 12 points, nothing really else off the bench. And everyone played on this team except for Kyle Kuzma, which makes you think he's in the doghouse. Ryan Rollins, 24 minutes off the bench, but did nothing. 5 points, 2 steals. It was just one of those terrible nights. Cam Thomas was even worse. So let's move on to the next game. The Clippers defeated the Warriors 114-101. Kawhi continued to chug along, 23 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. And it's surprising they won because they didn't have John Collins. But then on the other hand, the Warriors are missing everyone. But Derrick Jones Jr., 9-6 with the steal. Brook Lopez started, 6 points, 4 boards, nothing really. Chris Dunn, nice game, 16 points, 7 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals. And for some reason, Kobe Sanders started, 8 points and a block. Ben Mathurin should have started, but Ben had 17-7 with a steal and a block. Much better game than Kobe Sanders. Much better player than Kobe Sanders, but I don't know what they're doing. But more importantly, Darius Garland was back. Tonight was the night of returns. Giannis was back. Darius Garland was back. And somebody else is back, too. I'll get to them later. I can't remember right now. Oh, yeah. Trae Young was announced. He'll be back the next game. That's what it was. Not tonight, but the next game. Darius Garland was back at 12 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, and 1 steal in 23 minutes off the bench. You could tell he's been out for at least 2 months. So they just worked him back in slowly. It's his first game with his new team. At this point, we're just happy he played and hurt. Jordan Miller, 12-6. Yannick Kolten Niederheiser, 11 points, 9 boards, 2 steals, 4 blocks. He needs to be starting because Brook Lopez can't do much at all at this point. He's like 36 years old. And those are great numbers by Yannick in 21 minutes. So at 30 minutes, it would have been really nice. All right, for the Warriors who were missing everyone except for Draymond pretty much. Draymond had 4 points, 6 assists, and a steal. Very disappointing point-wise, which he has been all year. Al Horford stepped it up with 17 points, 6 boards, and a block. De'Anthony Melton, who's been killing it lately, dropped the ball here. Only 7 points. He went 3 for 14 from the field. That kills you right there. 1 for 7 from 3. Just terrible field goal percentage. That's like 20%. And he did have a steal, but that will make you want to drop a player and never pick him up again. So that's how bad that game was for De'Anthony Melton. Moses Moody, 10 points and a steal. Brandon Podziemski and Al Horford were pretty much the only two starters that did anything. Pods had 22 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, 50% from the field. Really nice game. And off the bench, Nate Williams, 18 points, 1 steal, 2 boards, 2 assists, 5 for 8 from the field. I mean, he was the best player off the bench. So look for him next game to get some more minutes. That's somebody you're going to have to find and search and click on him and research him. But Nate Williams, really nice game. But I mean, more than likely, this won't happen next game. But playing this well in 22 minutes, you may get an opportunity next game. But real Will Richard did not play. So remember that. And that was just a coach's decision. He has been banged up, but it's listed as the coaching decision. But I'm going to say that's a little bit to the injury. So, but just keep an eye on that. If you are trying to pick up Nate Williams in a super deep league, Will Richard did not play. Guy Santos, 5 points, 11 boards, 3 steals. The points, terrible. The rebounds and steals, amazing. It's kind of surprising he did not start because he's been playing so well, but he still played starter minutes, second most minutes on the team at 31. It's just the points were not there, and they really needed him tonight. That's why the Clippers won by 13. Next game, we had the Rockets versus the Wizards. The Rockets won 123-118. Kevin Durant with 30 points, 7 rebounds, 1 block, 11-for-11 from the free throw line. That is beautiful. You love that. Over 50% shooting. Tremendous game by KD. Tari Eason, 9-6 with a block, and he's really been disappointing. This game has no Jabari Smith. Amen was here, but no Jabari Smith. So that leaves perfect opportunity for Tari Eason to come in and at least get double figures. And he got 9 points, 6 boards, not much else. Alperen Sengun, 32 points, 13 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Unfortunately, 8 turnovers. That's crazy. But 32 and 13, you can't really.
This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at YouBeauty.com. This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at YouBeauty.com.
Be too mad about the turnovers. Sometimes you just got to punt turnovers, guys. Amen Thompson, like I said, was available tonight. 22 points, 12 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. And that's the Amen we're used to seeing. Reed Shepard did start in 42 minutes. Had 19 points, 7 boards, 10 assists, 6 steals, and 2 blocks. Okay, I said Reed Shepard was overrated. Because he has been thus far in his career. But this game tonight is truly incredible. So he's going to start and play 40. I don't know why he played 42 minutes. That's crazy. 42 minutes, 19, 7, and 10 with 6 steals and 2 blocks. You have to have him, scoop him up right now for waivers. You know, clearly Udoka has not really wanted to play Reed Shepard, mainly because of defensive efficiency. But you can't deny a game like this. So we'll see. I mean, he definitely needs to be scooped up. No one off the bench really did anything. Clint Capella had 8 boards. But, you know, Aaron Holiday was the backup point guard, and he had been playing over Reed Shepherd a lot in his career thus far, but he, in 20 minutes, had 2 points. So that's over with. Reed Shepherd is here to stay. All right, for the Wizards, who are a complete crap show, they don't want to play anyone more than 20 minutes, like 28 minutes. Basically, they want to play everyone between 18 and 28 minutes, and this is a complete joke. They're only hurting themselves, but this is what they did. Keyshawn George, 16 points and a steal, and this guy was rolling, y'all. He was looking like a potential building block for this team's future, and then they just stopped playing him, and then they've been being weird about his minutes, and he's been pedestrian for the most part. Tonight, he finally got some points, but don't let tanking hurt your player's future. Like, he could lose his confidence. He could all type of stuff. This is not good what the Wizards are doing. And Keyshawn George has been affected probably the most. I would say Bob Carrington has been affected the most, but he hasn't been good all year. But he did have 11 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. That's solid, but it's a very disappointing season for Bob Carrington coming off of his rookie season. Bilal Coulibaly had a great game, 23 points, a steal, and 2 blocks. This is the production we expected to see out of him all year. Good to see it tonight. Trey Johnson, only 5 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. Bad game for him. But he needs to be out there 30 minutes working through the bad game. Julian Reese, that's right, Angel Reese's brother. Really good player at Maryland, just as productive almost as Derrick Queen. Got the start, came out of the G League, out of nowhere basically, into the starting lineup. Now this game, he only had 2 points, but he only shot the ball 3 times, 1 for 3 from the field. 4 rebounds, 3 steals. You love the 3 steals, you love the 28 minutes. Will they play him again next game? And this was his first game. So It's weird that he started. You know, I hate to say it like that, but like coming out of nowhere to start is weird. You would expect him to come off the bench. So the fact that he started makes me think he will get more opportunities. But he didn't do much, so will he get more opportunities? That's just a name to keep an eye on, Julian Reese. He is Angel Reese's brother. I'm sure he hates that description, but I'm just letting you know. He is very talented, just didn't show up tonight. On the box score, Justin Champagne, 12 points, 3 steals and a block. Sharif Cooper, 21 points off the bench. Jaden Hardy, 14 points, 4 boards. And Jaden Hardy's been consistent with this team. One of the few consistent players on this team. And he's a very talented player, so a lot of people are forgetting that. But Jaden Hardy, it's good to see him getting consistent minutes, but this team is just a mess. Will Riley had 3 steals and 7 points, so that's good. But if they would just focus in on 5 players getting 30 minutes, we could trust the Wizards. Until then, we cannot. So let's move right along to our last and final game. The Nuggets versus the Jazz. Nuggets win 128-125. No Jokic tonight. He was resting. Jokic did play. Okay. He's overshadowed by Jamal Murray. I didn't even see a stat line. Because Jamal Murray went bananas. 45 points, 8 assists, 2 boards, and 2 steals. 13 for 19 from the field. 8 for 13 from 3-point lane. 8 3-pointers. So he was lighting up. 11 for 12 from the free throw line. And that is why Jamal Murray was an all-star this year, fellas. 45 points, 8 assists, 2 steals. 8 3-pointers. Tremendous game. So, yes, he made Jokic an afterthought with his 22 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, and 2 blocks. And, you know, they struggled against the Jazz. They needed every one of Jamal Murray's points to pull this victory off. And Julian Strahler had 15 points. Christian Brown, 11, 6, and 4. JV with 13 and 6 with a steal. And off the bench, you know, they did just sign Tyus Jones. He's been He was traded to the Mavs, and the Mavs just released him. So they will have a solid, trustworthy backup point guard now. So that is a low-key, very important signing for the Nuggets because they've been playing Jalen Pickett every now and then. KJ Simpson has had to get a few minutes at point guard, but they have not truly had a backup point guard that's like a veteran that knows what he's doing. So that could help this team in real life. But Jalen Pickett did have 8 points. Bruce Brown, only 4 points, 4 assists. Tim Hardaway, 7.6 rebounds. The bench did nothing. That's why it was such a close game. For the Jazz, Kyle Filipowski with 19 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, and a steal. The Jazz started Cody Williams and Elijah Harkless. They combined for 5 points. It wasn't good. It's unfortunate for Cody Williams because I think his future is and was very bright. But he did only play in 11 minutes. But we got to see more from Cody because this next coming up draft, they're going to get a player that's probably going to start over Cody Williams. And they're going to try to win from there. So this was Cody's Williams' opportunity to make himself a building block for the future, a potential starter. And he's not really doing it at all. He's hasn't scored in double figures in a month. So that's not good. Keontae George is back, but had 36 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, 4 steals, 14 for 22 from the field. Excellent game by Keontae George. And he's the man. So there's no Lauri Markkanen. We know there's no Nurkic. So it's Keontae George's team right now. Ace Bailey with 18 points, 4 boards, 1 steal. That's what you want to see out of Ace Bailey. Really good string of games here lately. Just keep. We don't need a 30-point performance or like something outrageous for him. I love that he's being consistent right now, and that's just going to keep getting him a little bit better every game. Bryson Sabal with 8 and a steal. Oscar Tshiebwe, very talented rebounder, 8 points, 8 boards, and a block. If he had more minutes, he would be like an Adem Bona type of player. Zvi Magaliuk, 15 points and a steal. And you never know if he's going to play or not, but he played this game. I picked him up for a game last week. He didn't play at all. It's just weird. It's that time of the year already. What are we at? We're at 62 games through the season, so it's 20 games left. It is what it is. Isaiah Collier, 10 points, 6 assists. And you want to see a little more from him, but that's solid in 20 minutes. And they did sign Mo Bamba. He did not play in this one. So he's been picked up by the Raptors and now the Jazz on 10-day contracts, and he may not play in either of the situations. So it's a really sad fall from where he was when he was drafted, but he was so good in college. So let's root for Mo Bamba. All right, that's your 4-game wrap up. Let's go over players of the night. Alperen Sengun with 32 and 13. Sharif Cooper had 21 points. Payne Pritchard, 25 and 9. Hugo Gonzalez with 18 and 16. I mean, that was tremendous. Giannis with a 19 and 11 in his first game back. Jamal Murray, 45 points, 8 assists. Keontae George, 36 points, 4 steals. Kawhi, 23 and 8. And Pozemski, 22 and 7. Great night of NBA hoops. Now let's talk about what's going on with you guys. We got a few questions in the chat. I appreciate you guys hanging in with us. All right. Randy Green is asking me to rank these players. Precious Achiuwa, Nick Clifford, Andre Drummond, Jakob Poeltl. I'm guessing that's Cason Wallace, Kuminga, Tatum, Brook Lopez. Okay. Don't worry about Brook Lopez or Drummond. They are just waiver guys. Achiuwa is the guy for guaranteed minutes. He's going to get you points and rebounds. Poeltl is a more talented Achiuwa, basically. Kuminga and Wallace are the two top of this list, okay? Tatum, I can't rank Tatum because we don't know if he's coming back. So stay tuned to see about him and if he is coming back, how many minutes he's going to play. But Kuminga, Wallace, they're your two guaranteed should be solid players. You know, Shea is back, though, so that could hurt Cason Wallace a little bit. So Kuminga's looking like a guy that's going to be very important for you. Pirtle, Achiuwa, Clifford and Wallace. But Brook Lopez and Drummond, they could be dropped. Tatum, keep him in your IR spot. All right, why did Jokic have such an underwhelming game? Really, because it was the Utah Jazz. You know, and no one takes the Jazz seriously. And Jamal Murray was just on a complete heater. He shot. He made 8 3-pointers tonight, had 45 points. So when you have a player just cooking like that, you just have to keep going to him. And again, it was the Jazz. They were never concerned they were going to lose the game, even though it did get really close at the end. But nothing to worry about with Jokic, even though he did try to smush Keontae George tonight. All right. Which three players from Admiral Nita, my main man, which three players would you drop to bring JJ, Zion, and Anthony Black off of IR? He has Precious Achiuwa, Maxine Renaud, Derek Queen, Miles Turner. Woo, that is, that's interesting. Because you see the names. And Miles Turner is a big name. But he has not been valuable in fantasy, really. Like, he should be, at least. And it's 10-team. Derek Queen has been bad, too. I would say, for those three, no matter who you drop, you're going to be fine. Maxine Renaud is the most promising player to me because he's young and ascending. Precious Achiuwa is just solid. Derek Queen, young, ascending, but in a little bit of a slump right now. Miles Turner, just eh. So I would try to keep Renaud, and ooh, that's tough. It would be hard to drop Derek Queen because his potential. But Miles Turner and Achiuwa, I would be fine with dropping them because they're replaceable. And then you're just going to have to decide over Renaud and Derek Queen. I'm going to leave that up to you, Admiral Nita. Question for RMD. Should I drop Kamara? And yes, I read the live chat, but we do it at the end of the show, my guy. So I appreciate the question. It depends on who you are adding, who you are dropping. You know, at the depth of your league. You know, is this a deep league? Is it 14 team? No. If it's an 8 or 10 team, you should be safe to drop him and pick someone else up. So I thank you for the question, RMD. Admiral Nita, one more question. Hold Nick Clifford or Ace Bailey or use as a streaming spot? They both are very valuable players, but if you have to get the win in a 10 team, there's always going to be talented players available. So that is fine depending on how necessary that spot is. Because you see these names, and they are very hot names, rookies. No one wants to drop hot rookies. But right now, we're in the playoffs. So if you need a spot, it's better to use a good streamer daily as opposed to one player, and they may have two games that week, maybe three games that week. And you use a streamer, you can get more spots out of it. So it's a tough decision, but in a 10-teamer, you should be safe to stream them. All right, thank you guys so much for your questions and giving me grace to answer them at the end of the show. It is almost 1:30 in the morning on the East Coast. Appreciate you guys tuning in with me. This is the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, as aka William is Bill. No problem. Thank you, Admiral Nita. Follow us at Ethos Fantasy NBA. At Sports Ethos, YouTube, podcast, subscribe, like, comment. We appreciate all you guys so much. And until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.
This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their Super Hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at ubeauty.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.